Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's like going into Wisconsin.
Well, I got the shit kicked out of me in Wisconsin once. Forget it.
Snap count on my mind, Romo hand on my butt. I'm the center, and that's what's up. Yeah, I touch the ball on every play. And if you see me coming at you, it's time to pray. I got a big beard and a real mean streak. In the bedroom, I'm a super freak. I once ate a whole honey-baked ham. Ask a DT who the f*** I am. My name is Frederick. Yeah, Travis Frederick. My name is Frederick. Yeah, Travis Frederick.
We are contractually obligated by Dr. Pepper, the one you crave, and Miller Lite, the only beer of the Dallas Cowboys, to let that song play in its entirety every single time.
It's very important that we get to the end of that. That last little drum beat at the end is really the key to it.
Sets it off.
We always get yelled at by our boss when we talk on top of that little drum. It's like, hey, Dr. Pepper and Miller Lite really want that thing to play out. I'm like, hey, no problem.
That's it. Thanks. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Best thing you've done all day.
It is. Yeah, what about, I was watching the football game this weekend, and this was the first time they flashed to Travis on the sideline, and he was standing next to his buddy, Zach. And you guys were just sitting there wearing cool cowboy gear. Yeah, now, was Zach involved at all in doing some of the stuff that you've been doing on Sundays? Like, did he wear a headset at all or offer advice or any of that kind of stuff?
Zach did get a headset. I had to go like half the season to work my way into a headset, and he just gets one game, and he's in it. But, it's kind of tough. But we do get to wear cool Cowboys gear, so that's definitely a plus. But Zach did a little bit of that kind of stuff. There was, like I said, there's been some adjustment there for me in what my role is there and what my role has been. But any time that you have an all-pro player like that that's sitting out and can offer experience and can offer wisdom, you take advantage of that. And so he was, working with Connor and working with X and Adam on some things here and there. And just looking at the bigger picture of it, and really at that point, his headset is the same as when I was wearing the earpiece. You know, he was getting the plays just so he could hear what was going on. So he got a little taste of what I've been dealing with.
Was it a good sign that he went on the trip? I mean, is that a sign that he's close to returning, or because if he was really bad, would he have just stayed at home?
I think it would have had to been really, really, really bad for him not to be there. Zach's one of those guys that would give anything to be out there doing it. And so to be part of the team, I think that was a big deal for him.
How would you rate his limp as you were watching him? Would you say on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being he could just dragging that foot along and 1 being he's almost skipping? How would you power rank that limp he had?
I would say it was very little limp when we were out there. I'd say, I don't know, maybe like a 2 or a 3.
Okay, good. I mean, good. That's good.
I don't know. Skipping, I don't see Zach skipping a lot, so it's hard for me to like have seen that out there. But certainly, I mean, Zach is doing everything right, you know, doing all the treatments and everything and wants to be back as soon as possible. And we'll see if that's the case.
Can you give us an eyewitness account of Xavier's eyeball?
I was very surprised when I heard what happened there. I on the headset, I kind of got the injury update as it came through, and heard that he had got hit in the eye and that it was pretty bad. And then I got a chance to see it, and it was all black and blue and swollen up, and it was pretty bad. But I mean, the guy's got the best attitude of all time. He was trying to get back in there. He literally couldn't see, but like was trying to get back in and play. And immediately now, since we've been back, is pushing, you know, doing everything he can. So talk about a guy that no matter what the circumstances is approaching with a positive attitude and positive energy. That's X.
How successful could you be if you could only see out of one eye for a whole game? And the other eye was just darkness.
I think that it would be difficult for sure. I think it probably would be easier. This is not shots fired at a tackle. Probably easier as a tackle because you have to see less from one side or the other. Center, you really have to see 180 degrees all the way across the field. And the tackles are like checking out, and there's a little less going on in the whole picture.
The tackle, you really don't have to see that much. You're getting chip help. You have to. But in the middle, you got to see everything. You got bull rushers coming up the middle.
Tackles are like placeholders.
Yeah. You could put like a mannequin with wheels out at tackle, really, if it was grounded, is what you're saying. You really don't even need to be able to see that much.
I'm just saying.
Compared to center.
I think it would always be very difficult to play with only one eye.
But except for a tackle.
I think that when you have a tackles as talented as ours, that they're so good at what they do that even playing handicapped with just one eye, I think that they both have a great chance of being successful.
Yeah.
There were no shots fired or nothing like that, right?
Yeah. No, man, there's some shots fired for sure.
Big time shots fired. We're talking to Travis Frederick, who's always been very critical of the tackle position here on 105.3 The Fan, and yet still gets support from Miller Lite, the only beer of the Dallas Cowboys, Dr. Pepper, the one that you crave.
I crave it.
Was that a frustrating game for you to be on the sidelines for?
It was. These all have been frustrating, but when you have something going on like that, It's tough to sit and wish that I could help and do more. And obviously I try and take advantage of the role that I'm in and give what information and experience that I have. But that was one of those, for me, standing on the sideline, that I didn't know what was going wrong. It was like we were moving the ball. It just was, you know, we were converting on third down even. It seemed like things were going better than when you looked at the scoreboard and we didn't have any points. And so that I think is the toughest situation when things aren't going the way that they appear or feel during the game.
Do you think the fact that Eberflus is so familiar with you guys that might have played a role and been a factor?
I think that probably had some factor. But, I mean, if you think about the amount of time that the scouting departments and then the coaching staff and then the players put into scouting a defense, and a lot of them are very similar. You look at the coaching trees and you have, you know, there's maybe like three different types of true defenses out there, and then there's just little nuances on top of that. So, you know, for them, us figuring out their defenses that way, and it's the same way in the offense, you know. So I think there probably was a little advantage there for him, but we also know what his defense was too. So they kind of counteract each other.
What is your Tampa Bay scouting report? What can you tell us about those boys?
They have very talented players across the board on their defense. It's a really impressive group of guys that play hard and you know, really do some things that can cause issues. So I think that it's going to be really important for us as an offensive line to be really strong technically because of the challenge that they pose. You know, you look at a guy like Gerald McCoy, who's been doing this for a long time and really talented player. You have to be at your best every time that you go up against somebody like that. But when you get the supporting cast around him, then you can't get extra help always to the player that you need to because you have to be good across the board. So it's going to be a great challenge for us.
Are you a big Christmas guy?
I am a large man, and I do enjoy Christmas.
Here's why I'm asking. I was wondering if you might be able to power rank the best things about Christmas.
The best things about Christmas.
Yeah, what do you think,
Scott? I like it.
This is the best.
It's either going to be that or the least useful parts of the body that a tackle could get away with not having and still do his job.
I prefer that one. Please, no.
Yeah. Shippy, how many things is Travis going to power rank for us?
Number five. My favorite things about Christmas. I like the smells associated with Christmas. The food in the oven when you're cooking that dinner. You have like the fresh Christmas tree, the wreaths. My wife burns a lot of I just heard a recent song. That's also a Santa that you catch at Christmas.
That's it though. Just the.
You got derailed by the
floor. Thing. You asked what thing, so I gave you the noun, the smells.
Shippy derailed you. I was interested to hear some of the other smells. The smells of the cooking, the dinner, the tree. Do you guys go real tree over fake tree?
We have a real tree.
Okay, so that smells great.
That smells great. My wife is really into candles, so there's a lot of candles around the house, and so she gets things that she associates Christmas with, too. So there's like these you know, sugar plum, you know, thing. I've never seen a sugar plum. I don't know what they look like.
Either.
I don't even know what they smell like other than this candle is supposed to smell like sugar plums.
I think it's just a song lyric. I don't even think a sugar plum's a real thing.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Yeah,
all right. Exist. So there you go. There's number five.
Music number four.
Number four on my top things of Christmas.
Invasions of sugar plums.
Number four on my things of Christmas is the Christmas lights.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a huge fan. Personally, I love colored lights, the multicolored lights. But this is a huge internal struggle for me because I have a little bit of like particularness.
Mm-hmm.
So like I like clean looking things.
OCD type thing?
Well, a little bit, you know, not quite like clinically. But like, so like in the outside of the house, I really like white lights because it kind of clean, you know, clean mm-hmm, lines. Mm-hmm. But inside, I love the colors. I think it's very festive. We get into it. You know, it's tough. I really like LEDs. I like technology. But the LEDs add the purple light into the multicolored light strand. And it really changes the dynamic of Christmas.
Really? The purple light ruins it for you?
Yeah, to me, I think it's a little odd.
Makes it a Prince Christmas.
Yeah. They're not all purple lights.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right. Christmas lights number four.
Number three.
Number three for me is the... number three is the ice cream from Blue Bell called Blue Bell Christmas Cookies.
Oh,
I mean, this is... oh, my goodness. I'm a big ice cream guy. But when the holiday season comes around and Christmas cookies comes out... I'd be embarrassed to tell you how many half gallons I have in my freezer.
I mean,
you can really stock up and keep it through the year.
Because they don't release it the whole year.
It's 2 months here. I think you get a chance to have it.
I don't think I've ever had this.
I mean, that's just...
That's a crime.
Really terrible. That's something. Yeah. After the show, you go down to the grocery store.
I will.
You can get a little pint of
it.
And have yourself a taste of that.
Treat yourself.
Yeah. I will no longer go the holidays without trying that.
There's number three.
Number two and number one are sort of associated, but number two for me is the act of giving for Christmas. And that goes on multi levels, you know, whether it's giving presents to your family and loved ones or, you know, giving and helping people in need at this time of year. It seems like this is the thing. This is the time when you can really make an impact in somebody's life. And that feeling is pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm. That's also like Zeke. Gave you guys those giant, what did he give you guys? Did he give you guys those tractors or something?
Yeah, they were gators, like a UTV type of deal.
Gators. This time of year, you could get something for some radio hosts that you do a show with. I mean, if you are a gazillionaire hosting, you know, and you come on and host your own show every once in a while, it's what a.
Seems like the thing to do if you're going around going, hey, my second favorite thing is to give.
Hey, I'm all about giving all the time, right? That type of thing.
You know, that's probably true. You know, it's a give and take thing. It's sort of a seesaw. You know, when somebody promises you a bottle of a particular whiskey,
right?
They've been advertising for quite some time now, and then actually brings one in last week and to give it to somebody else. I saw it sitting here. I was like, oh, they finally remembered to bring me that Falcones.
I was angry about that at Ben.
And then he gave it to somebody else.
Very disappointed in Ben.
So maybe once we get squared away there.
We're running out of time.
Hey, Travis, you're not alone there, man.
Let's move on to the grand finale.
Number one on my favorite things about Christmas is the look on my kid's face on Christmas morning. When he came downstairs last year, I'm so looking forward to it this year, but... Last year when he came downstairs, he was just figuring Christmas out. He was about to be two, and he was so excited to see the toys. And he knows all about Christmas and the Christmas tree and all that stuff. But just that joy, that pure, like that's pure happiness right there in that face.
Oh, that's awesome.
That is fantastic.
Robot?
Man, as always. Very well done.
Well done. The great Travis Frederick.
Job, Travis.
Thank you.
Well done, brother. Hey, coming up next, we've got some audio from the locker room, and we'd like you to tease it for us. It's we were grabbing some interviews in the locker room, and if you could just kind of maybe tell our listeners what they're in store for, we'd appreciate it.
Yeah, coming up next on the Ben and Skin Show here at 105.3 The Fan is some great clips from the locker room. This is Locker Room Explorers, Ben and Skin. And these guys, they come in whispering, but they come out with content. And we're going to talk about Pro Bowls, and we're going to talk about the upcoming week next on 105.3 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.